Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, David.
Good morning.
It constantly amazes me how you always look like you've just stepped out of a salon, even at this time in the morning.
What, my hair?
It's amazing.
Really?
Yeah, it's a work of art.
I've done absolutely nothing to my hair this morning.
It just looks like you've applied like a whole thing of
hair gel.
Mousse? Gel, is it?
I saw the administration of the gel yesterday.
What?
I pretended I didn't see, David, but I did. I saw your hair gel.
Yeah, well, you know, just to have it there handy, just in case, you know, someone fit comes
you
in on the show.
You saw the actual application of the said gel.
I did. I didn't know where to look or what to say, because I kind of just assumed it's kind of...
Oh, come on, we know each other well enough. You can just say, oh, stop it. Stop being such
no,
a...
No, you know, I didn't mind. It's nice.
Thanks. It smells very nice, actually.
Good. Now, here's the thing. Becky is off ill today.
Which is good in one respect, which means I'm not actually sitting in her germs. Because I sit in the same seat as she sits when I'm doing the sport. So that's actually quite good.
Not the same time, though.
No, that would be weird.
I wouldn't normally be suspicious, but she has been doing that thing now for a couple of days, which people do where it's like, oh, I'm ill. And today, Thursday, is actually Becky's birthday. So has she been doing that? Is she ill? Has she been doing that thing where you lead up to it for a couple of days?
Carefully calculated.
And then, bam, on Thursday, suddenly you're off. Which is a shame, because we've got a whole host, well, we had a whole host of superstar surprises and special guests lined up. And I don't know what we're going to do now. Can we make some of them go ahead, or do you think it's not worth it now? It's all off, is it? Right, they're all off. So brilliant. There was even going to be a special arrival of one of her favourite foodstuffs. Can we still make that happen?
We can eat.
Yeah, we can.
Well, just lots of cheese or something.
We'll bin the guests and we'll keep the food.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Reached a new low with food in my house last night because I've been doing this show and then going to Scott Mills rehearsals. Well, I used myself in the third person. Rehearsals for the one-man show. I haven't even got anything in my house. You know, you reach a stage where you're like, oh, I need to go to the shops. And I got back in last night and I was like, can't be bothered to go to the shops, just going to sleep. Then, wake up about midnight, realise I haven't eaten anything since about 10 o'clock yesterday morning. So I'm like, okay, raid the fridge. There's nothing there. There is nothing there. Like, normally, there's some milk. Sometimes it's out of date, but there's nothing there. So I can't even have cereal. I look in the cupboard to see if there's any baked beans. There's none of that. I even resorted to opening a can of tuna and eating that dry at one point. So, and don't judge me on this, because this is all that I have in my house at the moment, because obviously my flatmate is away in Edinburgh, because he's doing a little show there as well, and he's away for a month, so there's no one to really look after me, and you know that I'm not good at that. So, I had to resort to some Lucky Charms that I found on the top of my cupboard. And you know the custard that you get that comes in cartons? So I had Lucky Charms and custard at about midnight, which is maybe the sweetest thing I've ever eaten in my life, but that's all I could find. Quite minging, but that was all I could have, and that's all I've had since. It's 10 to 7. Can you still get Lucky Charms here? I don't know. Anyway, someone bought them for me when they were in America. They're really sweet tasting. They're like Cheerios, but like a whole explosion of sugar in your mouth. Add that to the Devon custard.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
So what I'm going to do quite soon, you know Stuart off of Oh What's Occurring, I think the mistake we're making here is we're not ringing him early enough to wake him up. So I'm probably going to ring him in about 5 minutes. So by the time he comes on air at 7:45, it won't be just be yes or no answers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday we were talking about people who have tattoos, and a girl rang up, you probably heard this, it was running all day on our trailer, a girl who was in Falaraki a couple of weeks ago and loves our record of the week so much, Allo and Dance, that she had it tattooed on her foot. Now, a lot of people saying on my email today, think about the future. Do you know what I mean? When you've got, you know, when she's showing that to her grandkids when she's like 70. So, Granny, what is that on your foot? Well, it's this song. I'll put it on for you. It was out in 2010 and it went like this. Oh, right, OK. Then there was the boy that went to Magaluf and had I'm Riding Solo tatted on his chest. By the way, I don't know what your view is on this. When we play this a bit later on, Stromae, I'm thinking of binning off the English version altogether because I just don't think it works as well. Because as we all know, whinging in French sounds a lot better than whinging in English. What are your views on that? Should we just not play the English version again? Because today is supposed to be the day we play the English one, and I quite like to just play the French one again. Anyway, Dean from Gloucester's been on saying that he is off to Zante in 2 weeks and is planning to have, this is on his email he sent me yesterday, he's planning to have, would you risk it for a chocolate biscuit on his hip? Just think about it again before you do that, Dean, but if you want to do it, then you go right ahead.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
It's the Chris Moore Show with Scott Mills. It's just me, really, today. I'm the one that doesn't speak because Becky is off ill. Becky, if you're listening from your sick bed at the moment, happy birthday. How awful being ill on your birthday. That's not good. But hi, Becky. If you are listening, it's a bit annoying because we've got loads of birthday surprises for you lined up for today and loads of special guests. But obviously you're not going to be able to meet them now. Look who it is. It's Lady Gaga.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hi. Morning, Lady Gaga. And who are you?
It's Rihanna.
Hey, Rihanna. I'm sorry, Rihanna. I'm sorry, Gaga. You're going to have to go because they're not actually... We can't do you today because Becky's not here, so the surprise is kind of over.
Rubbish.
Sorry. All right, see you then. Bye. Bye, 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 bye. More superstars were planned, but obviously Becky's not here, so we'll maybe do it next year. Now it's time for the Posh Radio 4 lady, with the stuff you've been saying this week on Dear Scott. First one.
Dear Scott, good morning to you, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and the PR4L.
Hi, how are you? How can I help?
I am a reporter on the big time Chard and Ilminster News in that there Somerset. We are thinking of starting a campaign to get you to attend our local hero Gareth's wedding in America. Have you replied to your invite yet?
Now we were talking about this the other day. This is Gareth, who won Laura, who used to work on the show, in a competition called One Night with Laura. Laura was always unlucky in love, so we tried to find love for her by doing X Factor style auditions all over the country. And eventually, we got it down to this boy called Gareth.
Right, people of this world and of other worlds as well, if possible, vote for me because I'm amazing. And if I win, that means I get to go out with Laura and she's wicked. And if I don't win, then I just got to go to work as usual. So it's rubbish.
So that's Gareth off of Chard who won Laura in a competition to go out with her. It didn't last, but they did get to go to Disneyland Paris together on their date, because Gareth won it, fair and square. Okay.
This is the nearest we get to a celebrity wedding in these parts, and your attendance would really raise our profile.
I need to point out that Gareth isn't marrying Laura. He's found a nice American girl to settle down with, and because this competition was about 4 or 5 years ago. So Gareth is now getting married, and obviously the Chard and Ilminster Gazette want to do this story as their own kind of celebrity wedding, because Gareth is from Chard in Somerset. The thing is, I haven't actually had an invite, a proper invite to the wedding. I've just had an email from one of Gareth's friends saying that the wedding is happening in America, but nothing has been sent, no official invite.
We could even place your fantastic tan-covered visage on our front page. This would guarantee extra sales for the humble leaflet for which I write and could also lead to the big break in journalism I've been waiting for.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you have picked up a copy of the Chard and Ilminster lately, I think the other day they did put my face on the front page with a headline which was something like Radio 1 DJ gets invited to Charred Man's wedding. Which is a bit lame because I've not even been invited. And if that's front page news, then But no, I've had no invite yet.
Thanks, Scott. No pressure. Don't just do it for me, but for Gareth and for the people of Chard. Love you, Smiley. Jamie Brooks, off of the Chard and Ilminster News.
Gareth is like royalty in Chard. He seriously is. I mean, the competition was a long time ago, but because he won, I mean, he was in the paper there every day, and it appears that he still is. He's like got the keys to the town. It's like when you go to Bristol, which I did once, with Justin Lee Collins. And because he is such a local celebrity and so clearly from Bristol, he gets anything he wants. I was in a taxi once with him about 2 years ago. And he goes to... It was about £2.50. And the driver goes, "You're all right, Just." Gets out of the taxi, free. We went to have a drink in a restaurant. "No, it's all right, Justin. That's on us." It's brilliant. It's like being royalty. You get stuff for free because you're famous and from that area. Same with Gareth. Anyway, to that person who writes for the... Is it the Chard and Ilminster Gazette or Chard and Ilminster News? Something like that. That paper, anyway. I am willing to start negotiations for some kind of deal where maybe the Chard and Ilminster News get first pick on the pictures and stuff. What I can do, if you want, is get Gareth and his wife to wear bin bags over their head so hello, don't get any pictures. You know, sometimes they do that, like they have it all screened off so only one magazine can get the exclusive deal and the other snappers don't get a look in. If you're prepared to strike up some kind of deal like that, then I can sort that for you, absolutely no problem. I'm just waiting for my invite. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L and the one that doesn't speak, I'm confused and curious.
Okay, well, you come to the right place.
This morning, I listened to you, Scott, talking about your voice-activated mobile phone and its mind of its own. You apologised for ringing people at ungodly hours, but did say that you had to leave the phone on so that you could receive your morning call off of the one that doesn't speak.
That's right. He rings me every morning. Not when we're on the afternoons at 5 o'clock in the morning, because that would be weird, but just when we're doing this, just to make sure I'm up and about. There have been times in the past, not so much anymore, where he'll ring me and go, "Hello." And I go, he's like, "Right, yeah, we've got the show coming up in an hour and a half." And then I'll go, a bit more. And he'll actually make me go into the bathroom or kitchen and run water to prove that I'm actually out of bed. Because I'm one of those people who go, "Yeah, yeah, I'm up." But I'm not actually up at all, I'm still in bed. And he has made me run water before. And then he believes that I'm actually not still in bed.
What's confusing me is, what format do these calls with the one that doesn't speak take if he doesn't speak? Confused Smiley. Is it just an alarm call to make sure you're up?
Yes.
Or maybe you just high-five each other? Then I wondered, maybe does the one that doesn't speak get a bit cheeky and just heavy breathes down the phone?
No.
Winking Smiley. Please enlighten me and satisfy my curiosity.
That is... The heavy breathing does not happen.
Paul, off of Bangor, County Down, not North Wales. High five.
OK, so let me just reenact the scene of what happens when the one that doesn't speak rings me up in the morning at 5 o'clock just to make sure I'm awake. All right, so first thing, my phone will go... At the moment, it's a duck sound effect because I can't work out how to change it. So it goes... Wah, 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 wah. I'm waking up at this point. Wah, wah, wah. Hello. Oh, hi. Yeah, okay, I'll get up. That's what happens, he just plays a swanny whistle to me down the phone. I'm not being funny, but that is quite piercing down a phone line. That will wake you up. And then I get out of bed, and then that's how it works every day. So, thanks for writing in. I understood what you meant by that, if you can't speak, but yeah. That's how it works every day, every morning at 5 o'clock. Anything else you want to know, send me a little email, you minx, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Oh, no, another top celebrity's arrived to celebrate Becky's birthday and she's ill. Hello?
Yo, this is Sean Paul. We be burning, yo. Recognise it in our mean. Dottier.
Dottier to you, Sean, but unfortunately she's not here today. She's off ill on her birthday as well.
Rubbish, dude.
I know, I'm sorry. Thanks for coming in, though. Maybe next time.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Right, I have done what I said I would, and I've phoned Stuart just to make sure he's up for Oh What's Occurring, so he can actually speak to me at 7:45. Hello.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine.
How long have you been up?
About half an hour.
Oh, really, though?
Yeah.
Are you in bed still?
I went to bed
still?
At 8 last night, especially.
You went to bed at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, especially.
Just to play Oh What's Occurring?
I did.
That is dedication, my friend. Okay, are you still in bed?
No.
Okay, prove it. I want you to run some water. This is what the one that doesn't speak sometimes does to me. Right, go into a room. I want to hear water running just to make sure. Go on, and again.
And again?
Yeah, I couldn't hear that. Okay, I believe you.
Okay.
Okay, good. So, you are up, and I'll call you back again in about 10 minutes, all right?
Mm-hmm.
What you could do to wake yourself up, though, is do Brucey's exercise regime. Do it with me now. All right? That's it. And then you have to do it. What do you have to say after it, Stuart?
40
of those. All right? Amazing. Keep doing that, and I'll call you back in 10 minutes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
All right, other stuff you might care about today. Beyonce is branching out into home furnishings. Justin Bieber wants to date Cheryl Cole and Katy Perry. Now, it won't be funny. How is that in the paper? How is that news? Is there anyone that doesn't want to date those two?
Yeah, it's
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to date Cheryl Cole and Katy Perry. Oh, okay, we'll put it in the paper then. Because like, everyone else wants to as well. Britney Spears is going to be in Glee, but sadly she's not allowed to speak. Well, I don't know if she's not allowed. She's not having a speaking role. She'll just be kind of there in the background. I don't know whether that's happening, but that rumour is still going around that Susan Boyle's going to be in Glee, but as a dinner lady, which I really like.
With a hairnet.
Yeah. Also, according to The Star today, you might know more about this, David.
Mm.
Wayne Rooney has made friends with John and Edward and is going to be in one of their videos. Now, I'm not, saying that that isn't possible.
Well, he is mates with some, artists, obviously. Like, well, he's a massive fan of Stereophonics.
Okay, I understand
that. But
that's
just a bit cooler, isn't it, really?
A little bit, yeah. Who else is he friends with? Do you know?
No, that's the main one, I think.
Okay, so just the Stereophonics and Jedward.
And probably a few others, I don't know. But
it clearly says he's made friends with Jedward and is going to be in one of their videos. Now, does he really like them? Is he really friends with them?
I really want that to be true.
I know. Imagine on the team coach. Hey, Rio, what have you got on your iPod at the moment? Listening to a bit of Usher. How about you, Paul Scholes?
I'm listening to Lady Gaga on my MP3.
These are brilliant impressions.
I was going to say, this is a bizarre scenario we've got developing here.
Wayne, how about you? What's on your iPod? Oh, do you want to have a listen?
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
I just can't see it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
All right, it's no Becky today. It's her birthday, so she's off ill. If you were listening yesterday and the day before, she's been building up to this illness for a while by just bringing tissues into the studio, stuffing them up her nose.
And having a peg on her nose from synchronised swimming, which she does before the show every day, because it's like a tan-coloured one and she forgot to take it off.
So she's off today. Happy birthday, Becky, if you're listening. And here is our actual contestant, Stuart.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So you've done Brucey's exercise routine, you're all good now?
I am, I'm awake.
Don't ever try and do more than 40 of those at this time, all right?
No, I think it was, an injury.
Yeah. So what have you been doing since we last spoke, Stu?
I went on chat roulette.
You went on chat roulette?
I did.
Now, we told you not to do that yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, but it just makes it even more tempting.
You're one of those people that if you see a button, like a red button that says do not press, you'll press it.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same. And how did you find chat roulette?
It was an experience, interesting.
How long did you spend on it?
About 10 seconds.
Speak to anyone?
No.
Did you keep pressing next?
I kept pressing next about 10 different people and then gave up.
Yeah, please don't. If you're listening and thinking, oh, I'll try that today, don't do it, okay? Do not do that. Plans for the weekend?
Plans for the weekend, my parents are going away and I have a few friends coming over.
Okay. Not for Chat Roulette?
No. Oh, yeah, maybe for a big game of Chat Roulette.
Do your parents know that you have friends coming over?
Yeah.
Oh, they do, so it's all above board?
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. Okay, let's play the game. Today, I'd like you to meet the lovely Tulip Mazumdar off the news.
Good morning.
Hello. Hello, Tulip.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks.
You sound much more awake today, having had your almost 12 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. I love it that you went to bed early just to do what's occurring. That is total dedication to the cause.
Oh, at least it worked. And you're not saying I still sound asleep, because then I just have to give up.
Well, you do a bit, but like... Anyway, let's play the game.
Yeah, let's go.
Tulip, are you on Chat Roulette?
I was just trying to figure out what it is, but it's told me...
I told you not to do it!
But I can't actually look at it because it says...
Don't do that on my computer.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get away from it immediately before something bad happens and the BBC computer police come and arrest me.
And they will.
No, they should.
Should be concentrating on this game.
Sorry.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's the pity?
Now, I don't know whether you remember, but in the last kind of year or so, the big, big thing has been 3D. Everything's been in 3D. Avatar, Toy Story, the new one is in 3D.
I watched that the other day. Brilliant, by the way.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Did you watch it in 3D?
Yeah, with those silly glasses.
I know, you feel a bit of a fool.
Yeah, basically wearing sunglasses in a cinema. That's how it feels.
We've all been there.
No? I don't think it makes that much difference, though. I was actually quite disappointed. I was like, why is Buzz Lightyear's wing not in my face?
All right, so you wanted it to be like right up there.
Yeah.
So it felt like it was touching you almost.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Okay. Mm. Bit disappointed by the Toy Story 3D experience.
But the film itself was excellent.
Okay. Do you remember on Channel 4, not that long ago, a couple of months ago, they had a whole week of 3D stuff, and even the Queen was in 3D for a while. Are you a fan of the 3D, Stuart?
Yeah, some of it's all right. Mm-hmm. Some of it's a bit pointless.
Yeah. Well, we went out to Stupid Street with some 3D glasses, and... Do you remember this one?
I remember.
Yeah. And we asked people, would you like to be able to see in 3D all the time, if you could? Bearing in mind that we do actually see in 3D all the time, but also bearing in mind this is Stupid Street. So, we went out and we asked 5 people. And my question to you is, on Stupid Street, how many of them, if they could, would love to see in 3D all the time? Tulip.
3
out of 5.
Yeah.
Stuart.
2.
Okay. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the pity?
So here we are on Stupid Street, and we say, if you could, would you like to be able to see in 3D all the time? We gave him some glasses.
So I've got some 3D glasses here. Just put them on for me for a second. Can you see in 3D now?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah? So you look very cool.
It's really weird. I feel like I'm drunk.
Do you like seeing in 3D?
No.
You've now got the 3D glasses on. How does that feel, to see the world in 3D?
Do you know what? It doesn't feel very good at all. I find it quite hard to see things.
So you don't want to see the world in 3D?
Well, not really, absolutely not.
So if someone said to you, right, you can have a procedure where you can see the world in 3D, what would you say to them?
I'd say, no thank you, absolutely not.
How does it feel now to be able to see in 3D?
Amazing.
And if you could have an operation just so you could see in 3D, would you do that?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah?
Because it's colourful and pretty.
You've now got the glasses on.
Uh-huh.
How does it feel to see the world in 3D?
All I just see is red and blue.
Is it worth wearing those glasses all the time just to see the world in 3 days?
You're just going to miss out on like the beautiful colours like grey, brown, black.
Yeah. The benefit, of course, of wearing those is that you can see in 3D.
What is 3D?
Seeing the world in 3D with those glasses on, just tell me exactly how it feels.
Like, I want to take them off.
If someone said you could have an operation so you always saw the world in 3D, what would you do?
I wouldn't be that happy about it.
No?
No, not really.
You prefer normal vision?
Yeah.
As opposed to 3D vision?
Yeah, it's more like real world.
How does it feel to be able to see in 3D?
I don't know. It's 2 3D.
So it's 2 3D for her. Just one person on Stupid Street wanted, if they could, to be able to see in 3D all the time.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Really?
So...
I don't know what to say.
No. So Stuart said two, which means that you can get the point because you're nearer the actual tulip.
Oh! What's the credit?
Still there, Stuart?
I am.
Excellent. What are your views on Susan Boyle?
Susan Boyle, she's all right. No view.
No particular view, one way or the other?
No.
Do you watch Glee?
Yes.
Would you be happy if she turned up as a dinner lady?
As a dinner lady, yeah.
Yeah, I would love that, see? That's the rumour going around, and I would want her to wear a hairnet and everything, holding children's hands. It'd be brilliant.
She's going to be in the same episode as Mariah Carey or something, ain't she?
Is she?
The Christmas one, that's what I heard.
You know more than me.
That would be. I didn't know she was going to be a dinner lady, though.
Is Mariah Carey going to be a dinner lady in Glee?
I didn't know that.
Well, what's she supposed to be then? What have you heard?
I don't know. I just heard that her and Mariah Carey were meant to be in the Christmas one.
Wow.
That's all I heard.
As a dinner lady?
Not as a dinner lady.
Okay, Susan Boyle. You know her. She dreamed a dream. And there was a tribute show recently with Piers Morgan on, where Piers fawned over Susan for a good 60 minutes. And did you see this show?
I saw the ad for it, and it looked slightly putrid.
I liked it because they said dream a lot, and Piers presented Susan with a big disc saying, "Congratulations on all your record sales." She didn't look that bothered. But then it was only a gold disc. Mind you, if I got a gold disc, I'd be quite happy with that. But
yeah,
she was like, oh, yeah, thanks very much. Then there was a weird thing where on one of the songs that she did, I did watch it a couple of times, she did one of her opera numbers. And then the camera kind of went all the way back to the back of this big auditorium. And I'm sure she started disco dancing halfway through. And they tried to kind of cut it out by like having a really long, wide, away shot from her. But I'm sure she did some like Saturday Night Fever dance moves during this big opera number.
Why would you cut that out? That is
I know.
Exactly what you want to see.
I want to see that close up, not far away.
Yeah.
But that's Subo for you. Unpredictable. Anyway, on this show, the tribute to Susan Boyle, how many times did they talk about dreams, Tulip?
In the whole hour?
Oh, yeah. Did you go first with your guest last time?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Right, OK, Stuart, what do you think?
30.
30 dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Because she dreamed a dream. Tulip?
I'd say 120.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the pity?
Here's Susan Boyle. Don't know whether you know, but she dreamed a dream.
You're saying about dreaming a dream? And I think it's fair to say you've now realised that dream. Susan Boyle, you dreamed a dream. This is the dream come true. She's truly living the dream.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
I dreamed a dream. And here she is, fulfilling her lifelong dream.
Was Susan Boyle right to dream a dream?
I've dreamed about this for 23 years.
There's no time limit on your dreams. As long as you can dream them, you can do them.
I've lived on my own. I've dreamed all my life about being a singer.
Her own dream of life.
OK, what's the dream?
And it's the whole American dream thing as well.
I feel a bit more confident within myself now. More able to take part in the dream.
Still I dream. It seemed like a dream too far. You sang about dreaming a dream. Are you still living a dream?
Was Susan Boyle right to dream a dream?
Yes.
Yes.
She dreamed a dream. Susan Boyle, you dreamed a dream.
I dreamed a dream.
You sang about dreaming a dream. Are you still living a dream? And that dream became an incredible, once-in-a-lifetime reality.
Dreams in there.
It felt like 120.
Yeah, it did. But I'm sadly going to have to give Stuart the point. Next.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the pity?
Love Piers Morgan on those things. But was it a dream too far?
Yeah, very earnest.
Next one. Stuart, do you remember when Becky caught up an Australian backpacker hostel?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
God, you listen a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
This is the best of What's Occurring. This is one of my favourites. Now, Becky has lived in Australia and she's actually been to this hostel before. So she called them up and she tried to get as many Australian puns into the conversation with the hostel as she could. How many did she manage, Tulip?
Seven.
Stuart?
15.
Let's find out.
The best, the best, the best, the best.
Oh, what's the pity?
Here's some puns with Becky calling Australia.
This is Wake Up, you're speaking with Daniel.
G'day, how are you going?
Good, mate, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm looking for a quality hotel for me, my friend Sydney, Veggie and my friend Mel. London, but coming to Australia with us.
You're looking for a koala hotel?
No, a quality hotel. It's fine. I know you guys are hostel, but you're still good quality.
Good quality. Did you say good quality or good koala?
Quality.
Quality. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, sorry, mate. how many kangaroos do you have available at the moment?
Kangaroos? We don't have kangaroos.
Rooms. We went to that other hostel last year, but this time we've decided to give it a wide purse.
So I'm not understanding you. What are you trying to get at?
I'm just trying to get a room for me and my friends.
For which dates?
For tomorrow and the next two nights. Actually, my friend Veggie might prefer to come next week. Hello? Hello? I think it's highly unlikely he's still there.
Yeah, he went. So, there were 12 in there.
No. There were 12.
How many? Oh, seven, sorry. I can't count. Seven. Seven, no, that's what you said.
It's because she was rubbish. I knew that she could only get seven.
I like it that Aussie blokes call girls mate.
That's so funny.
I like how you're going, mate. So, even though you got that point, Stuart wins today's Oh What's Occurring.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. Woohoo! Come back tomorrow, then?
All right.
all right. Okay, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Make sure you do 40 of those before I speak to you, and then you'll be fine for the show, all right?
I will do.
Fives?
Bye-bye.
Five.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And we are getting reports of a sighting of a double rainbow. 7 minutes past eight now.
You're dead right there. Rob!
Hello.
You right?
Yeah, I'm fine, mate. Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You're on your way to work?
No, well, I've just got to work. I'm sitting in the van at the moment.
Okay, and you've just seen a double rainbow?
I have, yeah. It almost went to a triple rainbow.
Oh, wow, dude.
Oh, mate.
Where are you?
Shropshire.
So there's a double rainbow in Shropshire. Did you have the same reaction as the guy on YouTube when he saw one?
Not quite, but my first reaction was to get straight on the text to you, so...
Fair play. if you've not seen this, there's a guy on YouTube, just put in double rainbow, and he sees one, and this is his reaction. Quite a lot of crying.
Oh, my God. That's mean.
Was it me? And more.
Too much. tell me what it means.
Rob?
Hello.
So you didn't react like that at all?
Not quite like that, no.
Or could you do it, like, maybe do it now in delay? Like, just go, oh, dude, what does it mean?
Oh, dude, double rainbow.
Double rainbow, man. Could you cry a bit as well?
I can't quite push that out, man.
Okay, dude, but thanks for letting me know you saw a double rainbow, dude.
No problem, Scott. Cheers, mate.
High five!
High five, hang on.
Yes!
Got there in the end.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Oh, not another one of Becky's favourites. Hello.
It's Les Dennis.
Hey, Les. She's not here.
Rubbish, mate.
I know it's rubbish. I'm sorry. It's embarrassing. All right, see you next time. Radio 1 Podcast. Now, you will know my friend Chris by now. Not that Chris Moores isn't my friend, but this is another one. Chris 2. He's the one who had lots of leftover England merchandise after England crashed out of the World Cup. He's the one that lit the candle of hope just to try and make England win before their matches. He's also one that takes adverts on TV way too seriously, like the one about the phone company at the moment, whether she's pregnant or not, or whether it's just bad wind. You know that soap opera one that's going on the TV at the moment? That advert? Now, he was telling me yesterday about this book he's been reading, which, I know this book's been out for a while, but Chris doesn't really read books. This is his first one for a while. That's right, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, that's right, Scott. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, you're not the book reading type. And I know this book's been out for a while, but weirdly, I've never read it. What's it all about then?
You know what? I haven't read a book for years, but I was handed this one in the pub. And what it is, it's by Neil Strauss, and it's called The Game. And it's meant to turn you into the perfect pickup artist.
Okay.
Right, do you know what I mean by that? So, basically, as a group, me and my mates are pretty useless at picking up people in bars and clubs and things like that.
Okay.
So, we were talking about this, and this bloke in the pub, this sort of wise bloke, said, look, you need to read The Game.
Man in the pub?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Always, well, there's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You know? So, the wise man in the pub's put us onto this book called The Game, and one of my mates has got a copy, and then we all decided to order it.
How many of your mates have got a copy of this book?
Eight.
So eight people?
The aim is to become an elite group of pickup artists.
Okay.
Right, so, it's quite hard to explain. There's a lot of psychology involved.
Can I just ask, does the wise man in the pub, does he always have a hot woman with him?
Well, no, he just sort of sits on his own in the corner by the dartboard.
How do you know he's wise?
Well, just because he's always there and he's always got advice when you're waiting for your drink.
But how do you know this book works if you just listen to some bloke who's sat in the corner of the pub?
Well, this is, you know, everything's worth a try, isn't it?
Yeah, so okay.
So the aim is to become this elite group of sort of pickup artists.
So there's eight of you all reading the book and you keep giving each other updates on how it's going?
It's turning into a sort of book club, which I never thought I'd do with my mates, but...
Yeah. How old are you?
22.
Yeah, exactly. So not really that of an age to do a book club, but this is different. So how does it work,
it's very
please?
Different. Right, so it's got loads of sort of psychology in, and it's meant to make you, well, it's everything from sort of the angle that you should approach your target to the perfect sort of opening lines, to how to close, basically.
The deal?
Yeah, that's the one. So the whole, I don't really think I should be talking about this on national radio, to be honest, because it should sort of be a sort of man secret.
Well.
but yeah. So it's there's lots of sort of psychology in it. So there's theories about, you know, what you should wear. There's a theory called the peacock theory.
Mm.
Right, which is where you should stand out from the crowd somehow. So like whether you go out and wear like a giant sombrero or you go out sort of dressed like you're from the '70s. Do you know what I mean?
So they recognise you and you get their attention.
Yeah, exactly. So wear something, like, ridiculous, you know what I mean? And then, naturally, whoever your target is going to see you and sort of acknowledge that you are different from every other person, whether they like it or not, whether their impression is that looks really garish, they will set you aside from everyone else. So immediately you're noticed.
So you've now bought yourself a large sombrero to go out with for the ladies?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Okay.
The book explains all. The book basically will explain exactly what you need. And, you know, the other thing is sort of opening minds, because I've always been the kind of person who, you know, never... What do you do? What do you say when you first go up to someone?
Yeah, well, the chat-up lines have just all been done. They're all quite old, aren't they?
They've all been done, and everyone knows what's happening. So we've developed new ones, thanks to the book, right? So there's a great one that my mate uses, right? And it's worked. I would say every time. Again, a bit reluctant to say this on your show because it sort of gives it away now, doesn't it?
Well, just tell us this particular example then.
All right, so what he does is he always needs two wingmen. So he goes up to someone you know, there's two of us or two of our group always with him. And he goes up to a girl or ideally a group of girls and he'll say, hello, you all right? And then he goes, oh, I'm just in town for one night. I work on lighthouses, right?
Yeah.
Very vague. He goes, and then he points at sort of the other two people. So let's say I'm there, he'll go, he does the red stripes, he does the white stripes, and I change the bulb. And all that's worked every time.
Because girls like someone that work on lighthouses?
No, I don't think so. I think they just, no one believes that that's exactly what they do, but he just sticks to his story, and they do everything they can to try to prove him wrong all night.
Okay, what else, what other advice have you learnt from the book so far?
Oh, God, there's a lot in it. You know, sort of open lines. There's sort of, if you like someone, right, if you walk into a bar, you've got 3 seconds to approach them.
That's impossible.
It's not, it's what you got to do. If you see someone you like in a bar any longer,
you see someone, you go, four, and then you go up to them within 3 seconds while you're wearing a massive sombrero.
Straight in, 3 seconds.
And then what do you say?
You freestyle.
You freestyle it?
Well, yeah, I'm only halfway through the book, so I'm hoping the rest of the book explains exactly what to do from there, but...
And you want me to be your wingman, you were telling me yesterday.
Yeah, well, this is why, you know, I dropped you a text, was, I think we should go out, you know, and employ some of these tactics.
All right, and what do I have to do?
Well, buy a sombrero, and, meet me in the pub.
Oh, okay. Well, so I'm kind of your accomplice.
You can be my wingman, yeah, or I can be your wingman or something. It's called sarging when you go out. It's like a sport, almost. Okay. And we could go out, you know, and go sarging.
Well, yeah, let's go sarging. We'll put a date in after Edinburgh, whatever that means.
Yeah, amazing. All right, then.
Okay, cool. Well, I know that you're only, like, a little bit through the book at the moment, but maybe by the end of it we'll get you back on and see what's occurring in your life and whether the ladies
Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of the book I'll be a guru. And, you know, me and my mate, if you know, there'll be a team of us, so surely we can't fail.
Is there anything in the book about sitting on your own in the pub, in a corner, by a dartboard?
No. But the wise
talking
old man,
to strangers, is there anything about that in there?
But if this works, that wise old man has provided, you know, he's like a fountain of knowledge, that man.
Yeah, he's sold 8 copies so far.
Yeah. I wonder if he is actually Neil Strauss.
Maybe he is.
The author.
Want a book, lads? Want a book? All right. Well, I'll speak to you in the next couple of days. We'll see how it goes, all right?
Yeah, all right then.
Go and buy a sombrero.
Yeah, we'll do.
Fives.
Are we doing fives?
Yeah, doing fives. You just got up. I've been doing fives for ages, like since 6:30.
I've only just got up, like, I thought, morning show. How about Big Tens?
Okay, go on then.
Hang on.
That's a 1 and a 10, right?
That's a 1 and 0.
Yeah, sorry, 1 and 0. All right. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Right, a lot of people, a lot of the male listening to Radio 1 are quite upset about Chris. Don't tell the ladies! It's a secret! The ladies should not even know this book exists. Some people really quite upset. They obviously regularly turn up in a bar wearing a sombrero and a bit annoyed that we've revealed the tricks. Sorry about that. The Scott Mills Daily. We are doing some more rehearsals for our one-man shows today. I'm doing the Bjorn identity, as you know by now. It's kind of 30 to 40 minutes of me acting and singing and dancing to the music of ABBA. few people on email saying, well, how do we get tickets for this extravaganza? They didn't use the word extravaganza. I just put that in to make it sound better. Next week, our afternoon show between 4 and 7 will come from Edinburgh every day. And you'll hear some of the best comedians, some of the best performers. We'll have interviews with all them. It was really good last year. We had the world's number one Madonna impersonator on. We had like some kind of barbershop quintet people, from what I remember, doing the music of Lady Gaga. All sorts of random people perform at Edinburgh Festival. It's like the biggest festival in the world for arts, drama and dance and acting, darling. But there's some really cool stuff on if you've never been. Listen next week between 4 and 7. If you want tickets for our one-man shows, I'm doing one. Becky's doing one. The one that doesn't speak is doing one. And Grimmy is doing one as well. Then we'll tell you how to get them next week. Basically, listen to our show from 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you're in Edinburgh and you're over 18, we'll tell you a place to go. And that's where we'll be handing out a free pair of tickets to whoever turns up, if anyone turns up. Now, we've got some people coming to the rehearsal today, including, I think, some people from the newspapers, like some of the showbiz people. Can we put that off? And I know some people from Radio 1 are going to come down today. I think they're expecting a full dress rehearsal, but we still don't really know it. And I'm actually terrified now, because some of these lines that I'm trying to learn just aren't going in. I still don't know it. So if you are one of the people, one of the few people from Radio 1 that are coming to the dress rehearsal today, don't expect it to be like the finished thing. And I will be writing all the words on the insides of my arms. So if I look at my wrists a lot, then that's why. So it's just me and some masks on stage. The masks are of famous Radio 1 DJs. And they've all recorded lines to go with the masks moving. Vernon's done some for us.
But I thought he was shot. Shot by Wombosi.
Yeah, that's an integral part of the storyline, that one. Here's another one.
You want me to do it like Arnold Schwarzenegger, like you did?
That's not in the show. I think that's from one of the outtakes. And here's Vernon again.
Yes, sir!
Yeah. It all makes sense when you see it online, because we are going to film this. It's my show at the Edinburgh Festival next week, The Bjorn Identity. Thanks to Vernon for doing these.
But I thought he was shot. Shot by Wombosi.
Add them all together with what we've got so far. We've got Sarah Cox doing some noises.
Yeah. Oh.
That's for her mask. And this.
Bye. Don't point that thing at me unless you mean to use it.
And Westwood acting his socks off.
Oh. No!
And doing some ABBA lyrics.
Ha ha! Ha ha!
Aha!
Aha!
There is nothing we can do.
Ha ha!
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
My mate Chris was on earlier talking about this book he's reading called The Game at the moment. It's him and seven of his mates, and it's just surefire ways of how to pull people in bars and clubs and stuff, because Chris is not good at that. A lot of people have read the book already. Lou's on. Hi, Lou.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. So what do you know about this book?
Well, my boyfriend, Dan, he was stood by a post in Manchester in a pub.
Right.
And looked over, saw this really fit guy, thinking, oh, he's nice. Realised he was wearing a coat. It was like, I don't know, probably about 20 degrees. You didn't really need a coat out in this weather.
So everyone else is, you know, like dressed for the summer.
Yeah, you know, you're talking T-shirts, and he's got a grey, quite warm coat on.
Like
he's
a winter coat?
Normal. Yes.
Okay.
So he trots off, and I sit down on a chair, and he pops over. You look like the kind of girl that I could trust looking after my coat. Do you mind if I just pop it here on the back of your chair? So off he goes. I'm like, oh, that's a bit weird. My mate, who's actually a boy, read the game, and he's like, you've just been negged, Louise.
Oh, that's one of the terms in the book. You've been negged. What does that
I've
mean?
I've been negged. Apparently, it's when a guy gives you some sort of compliment about, you know, you can trust me, and makes you think about it. So you're thinking about him, apparently.
Okay, so he's like, oh, you look like the kind of girl that I could trust with my coat, my big winter coat, which I'm wearing when it's 25 degrees.
Yeah.
But then what happened?
Then he trots off. I'm thinking, oh, that's a bit weird. Goes to the bar, think, strange. Comes back and jabs me in the back.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, so you're actually going to steal your coat, but as it's you, I'll let you off. And then we just got talking, and about 4 months later, we're going out.
Yes. So you've been going out for 4 months now?
Yeah.
And you don't mind?
Unfortunately, I fell for it.
Even though you were negged from that book, you don't mind?
Yes. Well, I mind a little bit. He denied all knowledge of reading the game, and I go around to his house, and it's on the table.
Oh, got it. All right, well, good to speak to you. See, it does work, though, doesn't it?
It does work, unfortunately.
All right.
Unfortunately.
Give me a high five.
High five. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free
at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. Oh, this is a disaster. So it's Becky's birthday today, and we've got loads of surprises, but she's off sick. Look who's here now.
It's Kanye, or as you all know me, Kanye.
Hey, Kanye. And who's this?
It's Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Hi, Andrew. Sorry, guys. She's ill. She's really not here.
Rubbish.
I know. All right. Well, maybe see you next year then. Thanks very much. Podcast. This is BBC Radio 1. Oh, God. Who's this now?
It's JLS.
She's not here. She's ill.
Rubbish, man.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we like this part of the show because it's where you get a chance to have your say. The Posh Radio 4 lady reads out your emails on Dear Scott. Have you got one for me? We normally do this on Thursdays in the afternoons, but you've got one more day to get yours into us. Last day on this show tomorrow before we go back to the afternoons. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Here's what you've been saying.
Dear Scott, I have a fruit machine sat in my bedroom that is now unwanted. I have no money to put in it, and it is not kind enough to give me any. Sad smiley. What would you recommend as the best way to get rid of it?
Now, I presume this person has just gone out one night, you know, had a few, got a little bit tipsy, woken up, like, oh, God, what happened last night? Oh, my God, I bought home a fruit machine. And normally it's just like a, you know, temporary traffic light or a traffic cone or whatever. They've obviously kind of hauled some kind of fruit machine back to their house after getting a little bit drunk. Which is unusual.
High five. Thanks. Matt, Leicester.
However, Matt, in Leicester, I feel that you're trying to use Dear Scott as some kind of classified ad section to try and get rid of your unwanted fruit machine. And because of that, that's not what this feature is all about. I'm giving you no advice on how to get rid of it. Soz. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the PR4L and the one that doesn't speak. I'm a uni student and I'm having to work through the summer to earn enough money to sustain the student lifestyle next year of alcohol, pizza and beans on toast. This means that sadly I cannot afford to come up to Edinburgh to see your shows.
Oh.
So I was wondering if it would be possible for you to come to my house and do a private showing, as long as Becky isn't doing her burlesque, so that I don't miss the phenomenal performances you guys are bound to produce.
The burlesque performance is not happening now. There was a video which we did when we were doing tryouts. Is that still up there or have they taken that off now? Oh, it's still there. God. But no burlesque. Becky's doing her show next week, which is a tribute to some of the greatest stand-up comedians. Harry Hill, Jimmy Carr, Alan Carr, Michael McIntyre. But there's no burlesque. Doing it in your house might be a bit of an issue.
Failing this, can you please at least film the shows and put them online for those of us unlucky enough to have to work?
Of course, that's the main bit I'm worried about. I'm not worried about performing in front of like 50, 60 people in this small venue next week at the Edinburgh Festival. I'm worried about all of you lot that are going to watch it online afterwards. But yes, we will be filming it, and yes, it will be online if you can't get to Edinburgh.
Love the show. You get me through my final hours of my waitressing shift every afternoon.
Yay.
Well, except when you're on breakfast, sad smiley. Ruth, off of Devon.
Cheers, Ruth. Yes, rest assured, it'll all be online.
Dear Scott, Becky, PR4L and the one that doesn't speak.
Hi.
I am the king spy for Greg James' afternoon show. I'm the one who reports to Greg when Chris Moyles does one of his special Good Morning Everybody phrases.
Ah.
You know the ones. Good morning, everybody. Smiley.
I do know the ones, but I didn't know that Greg had some kind of informant that tells him every time Chris does it. I never knew that.
Just wanted to hear PR4L do one. You know, I've never heard Becky try one either. I love you. Kings by Russ, off of Stride. High five.
High five to you, Russ. I didn't know you were Greg James. Well, I didn't know that Greg James had an informant, but high five to that, absolutely. And if you're missing, good morning, everybody.
Just wanted to hear PR4L do one. You know, I've never heard Becky try one either. I love you. Kings by Russ, off of Stride.
Yeah, I just said that.
Good morning, everybody.
Ooh, that's a nice one with a little grunt there on the end. Or try this one.
Good morning, everybody.
Or if you're missing Moyles, what about this one?
Good morning, everybody.
That is one of my favourites. But
good morning, everybody.
Is a good effort, I think you'll agree, by the PR4L. Anything else you want to say? Zip me an email.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Hello.
Hiya, who's this?
This is Jenny.
Hey, Jenny, where are you today?
I'm in Cathcart in Glasgow.
How can I help?
I was just wondering if I could get some of Becky's presents, because it's my birthday today too.
Oh, happy birthday!
Thank you!
Happy birthday!
Yeah. Thank you very much.
This is one of them. We've got like a full orchestra in. How rubbish being off on her birthday, eh?
I know. Poor Becky. Get well soon.
I know. She wasn't well yesterday. He probably heard. She had like tissues up her nostrils and stuff. Okay, well, if you want... obviously, you've heard the celebrities already we had booked.
Yeah.
We've had to send them away. What about... We were saving this one to the last, really.
Okay.
How about... Used to be for Becky, but now for you. N-Dubs singing you happy birthday.
Amazing.
Right. Come in, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, off you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, babe, this is for you, man.
Happy birthday, dear Jenny. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, mate. Hey. Yeah.
Hope you're enjoying yourself. This is N-Dubs, the maddest frellis. Wish we were there. See you soon, my brother. Okay. Enjoy. Nana, night.
Layers.
Nana, night.
That was amazing.
Yeah, they said wish we were there, but obviously they are here.
Yeah.
They seem to mention someone called Dave in the middle. I don't know what that was about. Anyway, happy birthday, love.
Thank you very much, Scott.
High five.
Bye.
High five me. High five me.
Podcast.
It's Radio 1. Morning, Sarah Cox.
Good morning, Scott Mills. You all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I've just been following your Twitter updates over the last, like, 12 hours.
Yeah.
The massive battle with a fly you had?
Yeah, we had... It was me against the fly.
Are you hurt?
I'm not. I don't want to over-egg it here, but it could be a Hollywood movie, what went on in my bedroom last night.
I think it's already been done, the fly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
What happened?
I had to battle. It was a stupid, big, fat, lazy fly. And I was in bed and I thought, I'm not putting the telly on. I'm going to read and have a nice, peaceful bit before I go to sleep. And then the fly came into my room. Not the normal way. I just heard the creak of the door, pushed open the door and was stood there with its many hands on its zips.
So it actually opened
the
door?
Yeah, but the door swung open, the fly was stood there and went... me and you, biatch. And I was like, right. So I got this long sausage cushion that I've got that pregnant ladies use under the bump. It's a big L shape. And I was leaping about in the bed. I am amazed I didn't completely smash up the bedroom because I was really... And you know the worst thing was? The fly, when it landed, it made like a grunty, buzzy noise. And the same when it pushed off the wall again, the fat... Yeah. It was like...
Fat fly.
And then when it pushed off again, it got... And it was like... get right. out! Right. So anyway...
You won, though.
We could have round two later on because I trapped it in my bedside lamp and I've put a book on top. So it could still be there, pretending... Do you know what I mean?
Trying to launch itself.
Yeah, exactly.
Not getting far.
Probably got a packed lunch down there. It's a right little fatty it was. Probably having a snack.
So we are doing our one-man show next week.
Yeah.
We're all each doing them, but I'm doing my one, The Bjorn Identity. You're in it as my love interest. You are played by Rob the Boss wearing a mask of your face.
Yes.
Now, I believe you've just seen the actual mask for the first time.
It's quite spooky.
How does it make you feel?
Well, the mask itself is scary, and then when it's attached to your boss and is wearing a pink netted frilly skirt and is dancing around the office, then it just gets a whole new stage of weird.
Yeah.
It looks kind of good, though.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's very clever. He's just really getting into it.
I know,
he wanted a photo.
What, with you and him?
Yeah, with me and him. And like, I'm kissing the mask, and he's like rubbing his belly, and he's got this. He looks all right in a skirt, though.
Yeah, no, he does.
He
pulls it off, definitely. But...
And he walks more femininely than I do. I'm like, you're going to have to butch up if you're playing me, son.
But let's not forget, he is our boss.
And he's our boss. And he's incredibly fine boss, he is as well. Yeah. Very handsome.
Now, we've got your voice recorded, obviously, the bit you did. We also need the voice of Pierce Brosnan for one of the masks in the one-man show. It'll all be clear when you watch this online or come to see it next week in Edinburgh. So this is the actual Pierce.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pierce Brosnan here.
And this is what we have at the moment. So when the Pierce Brosnan mask comes on, I'm obviously having a bit of a shootout with him. But this is all we've got. And this is Rob the Boss, the same person that is wearing the skirt and your mask. And here's him doing his Pierce Brosnan impersonation. Do you think we can get away with this?
I'm Piers Brosnan. I'm Piers Brosnan. I'm Piers Brosnan.
Any good, that?
Not.
Let's compare.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Piers Brosnan here.
I'm Piers Brosnan. I'm Piers Brosnan.
He's just doing generic posh, isn't he?
Yeah, it's posh, and it's just not as dapper and dashing as the real Brosnan.
I know, we need to work on that. Maybe we'll get Piers's agent on the phone and see if we can sort something before tomorrow. Also, my slight worry is that some people are coming along from Radio 1 today, and maybe some people from the press, and they think they're going to get a full dress rehearsal, and the truth is, we don't know the whole show yet.
Yeah, you're not ready, are you?
Not really at all, no. Anyway, so if you are coming today, don't expect too much, is my thing.
You could always take some cheese.
Yeah, okay, so Becky's off today, right? It's her birthday. She's not well, poor love. And Gemma, who works on the show sometimes, has really very kindly organised this cake, which is quite literally a cheese cake. It's not a cheesecake. It's a cake made entirely of cheese.
There's five tiers of cheese.
Yeah, and she is missing out on this today. This was going to be delivered just after 9. Well, it was delivered just after 9, but obviously Becky's not here.
It'll keep on. It's smelling a bit now. It's a little
bit.
It's a bit.
Oh, my God.
Oh! Oh, we nearly got garrotted by a big mound of cheese. What a way to go.
That is ridiculous.
Is it massively heavy?
That's
the one who doesn't speak is quite buff. He's just casually walking around.
That is the biggest... What's in it? Brie. Like, the base is Brie.
We've got Somerset Brie, then moving up to Stilton, then award-winning mature cheddar Lincolnshire Porcher, and then we've got Celtic Promise, and then Somerset Goat's Cheese Topper, which reminds me... let's have a look. There's one that sounds a bit like Becky. Quite a lot up front is the mature Lincolnshire Porcher.
Should we leave in here? No. But hopefully she'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dig into any of the cheese.
No.
I find that so hard, though, because I could probably get my way through half of that before, like, midday.
You could probably eat the word Becky out of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
With your front tooth. Just, like, scrape the name Becky out.
I'm the kind of person, at Christmas when you get a cheese board, I can go through that, like, within an hour. So, but Becky, if you're listening, get well soon, and we will save the cheesecake for you for tomorrow.
Get well soon, babe.
Right, I'll see you at 10 then, Sarah. Thank you.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.